50 years ago, the burial of a decorated World War II veteran was not allowed in a cemetery in Sioux City, Iowa. Sergeant John Rice, who was awarded the Purple Heart, was denied interment in the whites-only cemetery because he was a Native American. Nebraska Public Radio's Martin Wells reports.
Hundreds of people came out in the bright Iowa sunshine Tuesday morning to right a wrong from half a century ago. Led by color guards from the American Legion and veterans of foreign wars, white residents and Native Americans marched together through downtown streets. They came to honor a man who enlisted after the attack on Pearl Harbor, a soldier who was killed in the Korean War while leading troops against overwhelming odds. Dan Truckee is the curator of the Sioux City Public Museum. He says Sergeant John Rice never received the respect and honor due him.
And we felt 50 years later that we should do something to honor him, and also something for his family, and also to remind the public and educate the public about this event, which was really kind of a watershed moment in Native American civil rights, in this area in particular, but also throughout the nation. People saw this as something and said, you know, we shouldn't treat these people this way.
When told of her husband's death years ago, Rice's widow Evelyn purchased a burial plot in Memorial Park, a private cemetery just outside of Sioux City. Evelyn was Caucasian and was sold the plot without question. But when the cemetery owners discovered her husband was a Winnebago Indian, burial was refused. Angry and grief-stricken, family members took Rice's body back to their Nebraska Indian reservation, and Truckee says public outrage soon erupted.
The members of the American Legion contacted the press in town. They immediately sent out wires throughout the nation. It was a nationwide story. It was front page news all over the country. Harry Truman himself became involved in the event and deplored it and made an official statement regarding it, and made an offer to the family to have his remains buried in Arlington National Cemetery.
Many in Sioux City protested the cemetery's action and lined the streets when Rice's coffin passed through on its way to Arlington. But Rice's grandson, Scott Goodwin, says that did little to ease the family's pain.
My grandmother, Evelyn Rice, would tell me the story. And as a child here in Sioux City, I couldn't understand what it was that made people so different that they couldn't be buried next to each other in the ground.
At yesterday's tribute, Evelyn Rice, now in her late 70s, sat silently in a blue dress, listening to the songs and speeches. Family members hovered close by, rubbing her shoulders, holding her frail hands, and shielding her from reporters' questions. Winnebago Tribal Council Chairman John Blackhawk called for healing, but he also said what happened to Rice helped spawn the Native American rights movement.
To take on the issues that we'd normally say, well, you know, we don't want to upset things. And that's part of our own tradition, is not to be aggressive and loud and things like that. But in some situations, you know, you have to stand up and you have to say this is wrong, and you have to say it sometimes in unpleasant terms. But you have to get your point across.
Yesterday, that point was finally made. Sioux City officials say a permanent memorial may be raised to honor Sergeant John Rice, giving the former soldier the respect he didn't get when he came home. For NPR News, I'm Martin Wells in Sioux City, Iowa.